The artist begins the track by shouting out a few of his friends from the side of Atlanta that's further east. He mentions Trevor Smith specifically. The first singer on the song recognizes a woman nearby to be intoxicated, but she got all dolled up for the night out, and he acknowledges that she looks smoking hot. He's now horny. He knows the woman is sexy looking, but now he's infatuated with knowing whether or not she's any good in the sack. He might begin to feel a little bit entitled, like this woman is up in his house after referencing how frequently he visits this particular nightclub. He then shoots his shot, asking the woman if he can remove her panties. She's a little creeped out, and a few of the club employees then have to intervene and tell him to step back or he'll have to go home. He also mentions how there is a drunk-ass man in the establishment who gets in his face. The artist then expresses how he and his friends like to go to the strip club to watch the women work. He likes to see them dance in the nude, show their breasts, and gaze at their nipples, bouncing. He reminds you that even though you may look down at the profession that these women chose, you shouldn't, because they're still full-blooded Atlanta girls. Then the artist implores the dancer to bring her tushy over to him, but only if she's truly interested in showing him all her moves and eventually having sexual intercourse with him, because if not, he tells her to just stay the fuck away. On edge, the singer then gets annoyed at his perceived lack of entertainment. He then asks the stripper for his $20 bill back and for her to go get another girl, because while she's sitting there enjoying a bottle of Hennessy, she's not dancing, she's not moving or shaking a damn thing. In fact, even worse, she was trying to strike up a conversation, but he's not interested in talkie. He wants to see her shake jelly. He then demands again for her to get away from him. And when she asks to get paid, he becomes offended because he didn't see her shake her rump or tits nearly enough. The singer then feels like he needs to get uber specific, so he gives instructions because he knows what pops and he wants to put these women up in lights like the word he and his boys made up. The singer then turns his attention toward a woman who is in close proximity. He compliments her physical beauty. Then he indicates that they've had sexual relations in the past, asking her if they could fuck like animals again. But she's not in a position to respond to his inquiry at the moment. She's too busy cutting a rug. So the artist shifts the conversation to her dancing ability and pleads with her for her to move her ass in a way that would get it closer to the ground. At this point, he becomes totally intoxicated by the movements of this woman and outwardly admits that he would fuck her right then and there in a variety of spots all over the room. He details how he would fuck her up against a window or even up against a wall. He outlines how he would be prepared to ejaculate multiple times and how he would continue to fuck her even to the point where his scrotum and testicles would begin to perspire. He wouldn't care. He'd keep going. This song peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. It was also featured in the movies White Chicks, Coach Carter, and The Proposal. This song also appears in multiple video games. Today's lyrical is none other than the 2003 banger from Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, Get Low. I'm Dr. Mayshon, and this is Lyrical.